You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show on location in Florence, Alabama. Glad to be here at Studio 23, owned by April Houghton, as we share today about the 15-Minute Project. I have with me Emma Gregory. She is the founder of the 15-Minute Project, and I do want to say I appreciate Big Farley with Kix 96 sharing about this effort so that Emma could be on The Mark White Show today and we could share this effort with my listeners. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Emma Gregory.
Thank you for having me.
Most certainly. Glad to have you, Emma. And this right now is as important as ever because someone out there is struggling with depression. Someone out there is struggling with the fact that they don't feel like they have a place in the world, that they have a purpose, a reason to be here.
and they may be on the brink of not wanting to exist anymore. We don't want people feeling like that, and we want to help people to know, just like with April Houghton's effort, that they're loved and that people care about them and they're wanted.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, the 15-minute project started because I was at that point, because I was literally about to jump off of a bridge. And, you know, because of someone else's love and efforts, I'm able to be here today. And, you know, so that's 100% what I'm trying to do, is help keep people from that point. Is just, you know, the simple, it could take as little as a few minutes, maybe even 15 minutes, to, you know, help save a life.
Who helped you that particular day, Emma?
So Sergeant Nick Reisner was on his way home from work. He got off work 15 minutes early, all the other cars were passing by, but even though Nick was off work, he still noticed that there was something a little different, that this car wasn't just broke down on the side of the road. He was able to pull over and kind of snap me out of what I was in, I guess. Just that state of just being completely over everything. I mean, I was done. And he just came over and embraced me. And I cried and cried. And I had my best friend on the phone, and I was about to hang up with her before I jumped. Not to be, you know, brutal, but I mean, that's just really, you know, how it was. Was I wanted to have one last conversation with her. And so he came over and he grabbed the phone and told my best friend where I was, and she came to me. And but you know, if it wouldn't have been for him stopping, because he didn't have to. I mean, he wasn't on duty. You know, no one had an obligation to stop and check on me, but he did, because he was kind and loving, and he really was the you know, the hero that I see him as.
For folks who don't know, Nick Reisner was a police officer with the Sheffield Police Department. He passed away on October the 2nd, 2021, after being shot in the line of duty. We supported various efforts for the Reisner family through the Mark White Show. I actually worked with Billy, Nick's brother, as Billy worked at the Lauderdale County Detention Center, and I was a police officer. And a lot of stories have come out since Nick passed away that really honor him and his legacy. And Emma's is one of those stories. And I remember you, Emma, and I remember some of the posts that were made about him helping you and making that connection. It's not always easy as a law enforcement officer to connect with people.
Yeah.
When we've got a uniform on, we have a certain way about us. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to find the way to connect with somebody, especially in a situation like you were in, to find that moment when, okay, I can connect with her and help her at this moment, and this is what I need to do. And Nick, in the moment that you needed him the most, had the way to do that.
Yeah. There's a lot of stigma around law enforcement and first responders in general, but especially law enforcement, that you know, cops are bad and that they don't have any feelings and that they just, you know, that they become a cop just because they want to, you know, just be this like big and bad, you know, and all this stuff, you know. For some reason, I don't have good words today. I don't know.
No, you're fine. You're doing fine, because I'm hearing everything you're saying and thinking about my own role as a police officer. It frustrated me sometimes how people looked at me when I was an emotional guy. I was a person who cared about the person I was dealing with. It wasn't that I wanted to hurt them, harm them in any way. I wanted to help as much as I could, but there was that sometimes distance between me and the person, simply because I was wearing a uniform.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I have met so many people after, you know, when my story came out, I met some people, you know, after I did my story with Broken Not Dead Ministries, which is the ministry that's over the 15-Minute Project right now. We're not our own nonprofit. We're under them. Stephen Thin, he's amazing. And, you know, I did, like, when I was on season one of the Broken Not Dead stories, and I told my story, and that was, of course, before Nick passed away. And so he was able to see that, and I just love that he was able to see that. And, you know, I met some people after that happened, but after Nick died and after, you know, news stations started picking up my story and people started sharing it on Facebook, and just it literally went all over the country. I actually had someone from out of the country. I can't remember what country he was in. I want to say somewhere in Europe, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
But I had people who heard about the story from just all over the place. And after that happened, I started to meet so many people. And I have found that I have not met one cop that is the way that people perceive them. Not one. I mean, and I've met probably hundreds. I mean, so many people, especially at Nick's funeral. A lot of people knew me, which was very overwhelming. And I didn't, you know, it's not really the, I mean, you know, everybody wants a little fame, but that's not really the kind of fame that you want. Really nothing about my story is the kind of fame that you would want. I mean, it's, you know, I had to be very, very vulnerable to put my story out there and to say, like, hey, I almost killed myself. I've battled with depression for all this time. I've had anxiety, all these things. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of stigma around really everything that I talked about. I mean, there's stigma around mental health. There's stigma around law enforcement officers. But I feel so blessed that I'm able to share this with people and to be able to, you know, tell others, like, hey, so first off, not all cops are bad. In fact, I don't think that I've met one that I think are bad. even the one that gave me a ticket in Tennessee, even that one, he was really nice. He just had to give me a ticket because I was 15 over. But, you know.
15 there again.
Yeah, 15. Exactly. It's like the number of my life now. It comes up all the time. I'll be like, I just need 15 minutes. You know, my friends are like, ha, 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 you did that on purpose. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't do that on purpose. But, you know, Nick had such a big heart, and he really and truly just wanted to help people. And the thing is that there's probably just a million other people that he's helped that haven't come forward. I mean, a lot of people came forward, but I was just one of many, many, many stories that came through. It just so happened that my story was, you know, the one that got big and that, you know, everybody, you know, knew about. It also helped that I already had a professional video made of my story, and so news channels were able to, you know, watch that and say, hey, like, this is a good story. This is, you know, this will catch people's attention. I mean, the stigma around cops is very surprising to me now. I mean, I guess I can go back and kind of think before I knew Nick, but even then I've known cops really my whole life. My cousin Alex is a cop. He'll kill me if he knows I just said his name. And then, you know, we have lots of cop friends, and I used to joke and say that I had PPOs, personal police officers. And I used to joke and say, oh, nobody better mess with me because I'll call my PPOs. you know, and just meeting Nick, he became that fourth PPO, but he became even more than that. I mean, he was my lifeline. I mean, he gave me and my mom his card. And I think it had, like, the police, like, the non-emergency number on it, but he turned it over and wrote his personal phone number and said, put this in your phone, call me whenever, whatever time, it doesn't matter, 3 a.m. And I did. And then, you know, I mean, he saved my life more than just that one night on the bridge. I mean, he continually saved my life, because the thing about depression is it is a never-ending battle. It really is. It doesn't matter how much therapy you're going through or medication, you know, how big your support system is, it can affect anyone.
And we'll talk some more about that in the second segment, Emma. If you'll stick with me, we're coming to you from Studio 23 in Florence, Alabama, as we're talking about the 15-Minute Project. And I do want to also address some of the stigma behind the judgments of people when it comes to mental health. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence, Alabama at Studio 23, as I have Emma Gregory with me. She is the founder of the 15-Minute Project. Glad to have her on the show today to share about this effort. She talked about Officer Nick Reisner, Sergeant Nick Reisner of the Sheffield Police Department. We know that he passed away October 2nd, 2021 in the line of duty, but he played a very important role in Emma's life, helping to save her life as she thought about taking her own life. Welcome back to the show, Emma.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things that is concerning to me is the judgments that people pass on those with mental health issues. And we have to be able to get to a point where we may not be able to put ourselves in that person's shoes because we haven't had that experience, but to try to understand what the person's going through and to try to sympathize with their struggle and not pass judgments mm-hmm. as to if someone saw you on the bridge and they start laying out all the different reasons that have nothing to do with why you are at the point you are.
Mm-hmm.
The depression battle is a daily struggle for many people, and it's not something that can be turned off or on. When you're in depression, there is no just snapping out of it, and then that's not the way it works.
Yeah, it definitely does not work like that. I wish it did.
Me too.
I still struggle on a daily basis with depression, even though I would definitely be, I'm definitely a lot better than, you know, where I was. I'm not actively, you know, on a bridge or actively thinking about going to a bridge. But I did still come to that point multiple times after that night in December of 2019. And then especially after we lost Nick, that was very difficult because Nick was like the glue that put me back together. And talking to his family, I've become really close with a lot of the Reisners. And if I type in Reisner on my Facebook friend list, it's so funny. There's like 25 of them. There's so many. I'm like, y'all are everywhere. After we lost him, it was very difficult for me to find reasons to keep going. And that's one of the things that led me to start the 15-Minute Project was because I wanted to do something. You know, I wanted to help others out, and I wanted to help break the stigma. I wanted to help provide resources to those that were struggling like me. And I wanted to have a, you know, reason to live again. And so, you know, creating this this organization gave me that. It gave me, because helping others does a lot more than people realize. Not that I do it for myself, because I don't, but it really does, it helps yourself, if that makes sense. I love that that Big Farley talks about, you know, that he does his Pay It Forward Fridays, and he always says, you know, if you call in, we're not going to, you know, say who you are, because we know that you're not doing it for, you know, to just get on the radio. And I think that that's cool that he doesn't say who it is, because it kind of gives off that message that, you know, doing these random acts of kindness, it's not about, you know, like getting anything from it. But it does give you a whole lot. It really does. I mean, doing things for other people brings so much happiness and joy. And I would rather do things for others than myself any day, because it's way more rewarding when you have someone saying, you know, thank you so much for telling your story, because, you know, I was in the same place you were, and then I heard your story. Like I had people say, you know, I saw your story on the news and it literally stopped me from killing myself. And that's why I do this. I mean, I have to be very vulnerable, and sometimes I get embarrassed when people recognize me. I had a lot of people say, a girl that almost killed herself. I mean, that's literally like who I was known as.
That's a tough way to be approached.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm being 100% honest that people would just come up to me and say, you're that girl that almost jumped off the bridge, and that officer who just died saved you. That's the wording that I got. But I was able to use those moments and say, hey, you know what? Yes, I was. And as much as I didn't really want to be telling my story like the day after he died. And I didn't even, you know, get to say goodbye. I did it because I want people to know that they're loved and that they matter and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Even though there may be more darkness coming, there's always more light to be found. And even in a room full of darkness, you can see that tiny little flame, that tiny little just bit of light. If, you know, no matter how dark it is, you're always going to see that little bit of light. And I just want the 15-Minute Project to hopefully be that light for people.
What do you hope to see happen with this effort?
So my ultimate goal, so right now we're planning our second event. So we had an event last year in October. This year we're having it in September. And I can't remember, this is terrible of me because I should know, but I can't remember if it's the day or just the week of Suicide Awareness Week or day, but it's
falls somewhere in that area.
Last year I did October because I wanted to do a time that was that kind of like reminded me of Nick, and so it either was going to be May because his birthday is Cinco de Mayo, which we just celebrated, or it was going to be October because that's the month that he died, or it was going to be December because that's the month that he saved me. And we landed on October. And so I definitely want to keep doing these events. I would like to be able to do more than just the one event. We also are looking into creating a website and maybe even an app. That helps kind of put all of the resources together, because ultimately that's really what I want the 15-Minute Project to be. I don't want it to just be people come across my story and they're inspired. That's amazing. I do want that. I do want people to be inspired by my story and others. But I also want it to be practical. And you know, when we're talking about practicality, someone who is in such a depressed state that they want to kill themselves need more than just a little inspiration. You know, they need to know that there are people there, that there are reliable sources. There were definitely times when I would call like the suicide hotline and just felt like this isn't getting me anywhere. And there have also been lots of other resources that I found out about that exist that I just didn't know about and that I couldn't find. And so what this website and or the app would do would have all of the different resources that someone could possibly use. There's lots of different things. It's definitely a very new concept. We have, you know, like some sketches of like what it would be. And I have like some people who have different ideas for it. But it's just about getting people the resources that they're out there, but they just need help finding them. And it needs to be as easy as possible, because honestly, if someone has to go through and fill out a form or watch an ad or really any type of barrier, it may deter them from using it. And they may just say, oh, forget it, I'll turn it off. And so, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things out there that are like this, but so, you know, we're not really doing anything new per se. But you know, maybe we can come up with some more ideas to make it new. I don't know. but I just want to help a few people. I'm not trying to make it like a worldwide, you know, number one best downloaded app on the App Store or something like that. I just want, you know, to help some people.
How can people connect with the 15-Minute Project, Emma?
So we are on Facebook and Instagram. And so on... I should know my stuff.
I know on Facebook it's the THE 15, the number 15, not spelled out, Minute Project. And they can find it on Facebook that way.
Yes. On the Instagram, we have a link tree. And that's Linktree, which is linktr.ee/15, the number 15, Minute Project. And that has all of our links. On Instagram, it's 15 Minute Project with the number 15. I don't think anything has 15 spelled out except for maybe our email.
Okay.
I think our email has it spelled out, and it's 15minuteproject@gmail.com. I really should know all these things, but honestly, I don't get to do a whole lot of like interviews and stuff like this, so I'm never prepared.
Well, you've done great today, Emma Gregory, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged by this show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Studio 23 in Florence, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs.
Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.